Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Speaking of health and somebody who's going to do something that's completely extraordinary, Keelan Harrington will be embarking on a world record-breaking challenge to run nine 100-mile marathons over 9 weeks. And he's on the line. Keelan, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. How are you?
Good. Rather you than me. I mean, a marathon I thought was 26 miles, but you're going to run 100 miles nine times.
That is what's happening.
Yeah. That's 900 miles. I mean, you're some man. I mean, you must have done some amount of training for this, by the way.
Absolutely. Training at the moment consists of running about 60 kilometers a day, 40 in the morning. I start at 3:30 or 4:30 in the morning, do my first run of 40 kilometers, and then I do an evening one between kind of 5 and 20K, depending on how the day is working out.
And of course, you're not doing this just for your own self. You're doing it because you're dedicating a world record to your brother, and also to raise money for Down Syndrome, Enable Ireland, the Special Olympics Ireland, and Co-Action, Castletown Bear. So you're doing this for a lot of good causes.
Absolutely, yeah. My own brother, Marco, he's got Down Syndrome. He's 46 years of age now. And he recently had pacemaker replacement surgery on the 29th of April, just gone by. But at the same time, he had a huge procedure 10 years prior where it was a massive emergency. His heart was actually stopping at home. It was the Christmas where we had the very bad ice in the snow.
Right, okay.
And we were unable to travel. We had to, myself and my mother, we had to put Marco inside in the car and take what was a normal 40-minute drive to Bantry Hospital, but it'd take over 2 hours because of the road conditions. And when we got there, within 8 seconds of the heart monitoring device being on him, his heart stopped, and the doctors could see that he was in heart failure. So the 23rd of December, huge commotion, favours had to get pulled from doctors, and we found ourselves in the surgery theatre on the 23rd of December for the pacemaker surgery. Now, the uniqueness of this story as well is the native language in my home house is Dutch, as my mother is from the Netherlands, and Marco has an anxiety where he cannot lie flat on his back. So even though he was sedated in surgery, his subconscious was having a panic attack.
Right.
And I ended up in the surgery theatre for the entire surgery with Dr. Fahy, speaking Dutch to my brother, keeping him calm. So right. The procedure repeated itself a decade later on the 29th of April, just gone by, where when the batteries are coming low and the pacemaker wasn't doing its job right.
And he had to get it replaced.
For the procedure. Exactly. And right. It was the same procedure all over again, where I was inside in theatre, the same doctor, and we all remembered each other due to the uniqueness of meeting over a decade earlier.
Right.
And we had to repeat, but he's in good health and he's doing good.
Well, I'm looking forward to you doing this because I don't understand how a human being... Now, I know you're doing a lot of training, 7 days mm-hmm. a week, which involves cycling, weightlifting or weight training and running twice a day, but how a human being... can run 9 100-mile marathons. I mean, where are you going to run to? I know you're starting off in Castletown Bear, but where are you going to run to?
Well, the route will be ironed out over the next 10 days due to some outside circumstances just being nailed down as we speak.
But you need to run around the whole country to do
pretty
something.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going Castletown Bear to Cork City, Cork to Limerick, Limerick to Galway, Galway to Dublin, and a route plotted from Dublin back down to Bantry.
Right, okay. I mean, because it's 900, that's like it's 900 bloody miles.
Yep. And of course, we aim to run by all the centres.
But can I ask you just a quick question? Why did you say miles and not kilometres? I'm just curious.
I'm just brought up old school.
Yeah, I'm old school, me. Yeah. I'm old school as well.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you have any doubts about yourself? Are you confident you'll be able to do this? It's a long run.
Absolutely no doubts, Niall. I mean, what's brought me to this venture is my own story as well, which is just mindset. I'm a firm believer in building a strong mindset to overcome challenges.
Right.
And
your body is limited. What it can do, can
your body? No. Your body. There's a rule that when your mind is telling you you're giving up on something, that you're only about 60-40% of the way there. You've got 60% left in your reserve tanks, and it's just a matter of can you tap into it, and it's what you have to endure. Worth the process you're about to go through, and will it obtain a suitable outcome?
And what's the furthest you've actually run so far, Keelan?
So far, I have done about 100 kilometres in one go.
Oh, yeah, back to kilometres here again. Okay, so that's...
Yeah, about, back to kilometres.
Yeah, 65 yeah. miles, all right.
Yeah, 60 miles, yeah.
Okay. And you're starting, you're kicking off on the 9th of September. How can people support you? Because it's a really good cause and fair play. And we're going to keep up with you when you do it, by the way. We're going to get on to you
fantastic.
Again, all right?
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah,
come
fantastic.
Closer. Come so, closer to the date. I want to have a longer chat with you, right? But how can they support you?
Okay, so going from here, you've got Facebook page, which the event is called Going the Ultra Mile.
Going the Ultra Mile, yeah?
Yeah. And Instagram the same, Twitter the same. If you go to www.keelanscharitychallenge, so K-E-A-L-A-N-S, my name, that'll link you on to all the platforms, the iDonate, where you can donate directly to the charities. It's all easily accessible from the social media platforms.
Well, I tell you what, for people who don't remember all that, if you go to the Niall Boylan Show Facebook page or to my Twitter account, I will get Helena to put links up there where they can link to that as well. All right.
Fantastic.
But I'd love to, I tell you what, I'm a bit short of time today, Keelan. I do apologise for that. I'd hope to have you on for longer, but unfortunately we got a bit held up there. I want to bring you back on again and have maybe a longer chat with you in relation to, because I think it's an amazing challenge and an amazing thing to do as well. So listen, Keelan, I will get you back on to talk to you a little bit more about it. That's Keelan Harrington, who's going to embark on 9 100-mile marathons over 9 weeks. What an incredible challenge.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.